Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work. Today on Missionary Talks, I'm talking with missionary Brad Rhodes. Brad is a missionary working kind of in an odd field compared to the other missionaries that we've talked to here on Missionary Talks, being pastors, church planners, and such. Brad, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your ministry is particularly?
Sure. I'm working with Mission Aviation Fellowship, and people may be familiar with MAF if they remember the movie from a couple years ago, The End of the Spear, or the older version of it, Through the Gates of Splendor, the story of the five missionaries that were martyred in Ecuador. Nate Saint was a missionary pilot. So that's MAF. It was started towards the end of World War II by a group of Air Force pilots. They started with one plane and a vision of using technology, in that case, technology of aviation, but a vision of using technology to take the gospel to the remotest of the remote. And so today, we're besides aviation, we're also using computers to do that, to achieve that same vision. I'm working in a division of MAF that's fairly new called Learning Technologies. Done a lot of work in evangelism around the world now, and so that means that there are about 3 million pastors in the developing world, and they typically don't have any training. It's kind of like you're the first Christian in your village, you're the pastor, and so there's all these people out there that don't have any training. Most of them will never be able to leave their village to go to a big city or come to the States to get training. And this is the thing that really convinced me that this was worth investing my life in, is it turns out that 9 out of 10 people that ever leave their village never go back. So again, we're using computers, all kinds of different technology to take training right to the pastors in their villages, right where they're living and serving.
How did you get to MAF? Kind of a background story there.
Most of my background is computer science. I've worked in industry for like 18 years. Ran my own computer consulting company for about 10 years. But through that time, my wife and I have done various forms of youth ministry. And then I started working with the youth group at my church, Wheaton Bible Church in Wheaton, Illinois. I started with a group of guys when they were in 7th grade, and this year now they're seniors in high school. So then kind of a parallel track went on at the same time. Bible Church does this thing called, they call it a family missions trip. And they take a bunch of people up to a Indian reserve in Ontario, Canada. I saw it advertised or saw an announcement in the church bulletin about it, and they were looking for people to go up there and start a teen ministry. And so I thought, oh, that'd be a great introduction to missions for my kids, a good way to invest my vacation time. And so the first year we went, I spoke one night, and two girls made decisions for Christ that night. So I was like, oh, wow, I guess maybe God can use me in this way. And started thinking that he wanted us to go there permanently sometime. So I started formal Bible training at Moody Graduate School, and kept going back year after year. I kept thinking more and more this is what God was going to have for us. But from the very beginning, my wife Susan was saying that, you know what, I think God's preparing us for something, but I don't think it's Canada. So each year we keep going back, and I'm, you know, praying that God's going to confirm this. And then summer of 06, so we were up at the reserve. We were doing a kind of a scavenger hunt with the kids. And I followed this kid down this really steep hill. And I grabbed onto a vine that looked pretty sturdy, but ended up pulling out by the roots, spun me around, and I started going down this hill faster and faster. And the last thing I remember is being airborne with my head in a direct line for this rock. Oh. Well, I managed to kind of spin in the air, and I came down with my back on the rock instead of my head right into it. So I broke my wrist in like three places, cracked a rib, and that was just the beginning of the fun. Through that injury, God revealed that I had a genetic heart condition, and ended up having heart surgery the following month, August of 06, up at Mayo Clinic. Now, that's where I'm having all my heart surgeries, by the way. So the doctors then they replaced part of my aorta, my aortic valve. Because of that mechanical heart valve I've got, I have to be on blood thinners, Coumadin, for the rest of my life. And the doctors have told me because of that, I shouldn't really be out of the country more than a week or two at a time. Now, you might think Canada's not very far away, but where we went to was actually pretty remote. Now, missions is life by faith. So if you're sure God wants you to do something, then maybe you take a risk and go. But because my doctors are telling me don't go, and my wife was saying that she thought, you know, God had something else for us, I was pretty sure that that God had something else for us. So I had lunch with my prof at Moody. I was like, okay, what do I do now? Because I was pretty sure God wanted us in missions, and started thinking that maybe he wanted me to, you know, keep using my technical skills. And the prof said, well, you know, why don't you come to the missions conference, talk to all the agencies, and, you know, probably one of them can use you. So when I got there, when I went to that conference, I had just changed contracts, and I had to, so all I could do was take a long lunch. I was hoping to plan, spend a couple of days talking to everybody. But all I could do was really take kind of a long lunch. And so when I got over there, it was lunchtime, and everybody else was out to lunch. All I found was a room full of empty booths and one guy from MAF. And I almost left because I was kind of aggravated that there was nobody there. But then I thought, wait, no, hold on a second. This could be a God thing. You know, if I'm supposed to meet one person, the only way I'm going to get it right is if God gets everybody else out of the room. So I went up and asked this guy, if they had any technology needs. And so he showed me a brochure for learning technologies, and it listed 20-some skills, and it looked like my resume. Part of my wife's reluctance for missions was this growing sense of desire to help care for her parents who were aging and not doing well health-wise. And I was like, okay, well, if I'm just going to be programming again, I could do that from anywhere in the world. I have clients all over the country I've, not necessarily even ever met. And we were talking to MAF about that, and they're like, well, we'd rather have you here on site, but we can deal with your telecommuting. So I was like, all right, this is perfect. We can move to Princeton. We can be there taking care of my in-laws. I can be doing missions. This is perfect. So we went to Idaho in May of last year, May of 07, for our initial interviews before being invited to candidacy. And it was great. We were really hitting it off with everybody there. Besides the kind of regular formal interview meetings, we also sat in on some of the learning technology meetings. So it gets down to the last meeting where they kind of give you the official okie-dokie to, come to candidacy or not. And like I said, everything was going great. We were really excited. And we were expecting nothing more than see you in July for candidacy. And what they said was, we really want you to come to MAF, but we really think we need you to move to Idaho right away as soon as you've raised your support. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, we're going to have to really talk and pray about this, because we really saw the telecommuting option as a big part of the confirmation that this is what God wanted us to do. So my wife is crying. Every woman in the room is crying. And when Susan was kind of able to compose herself, what she said was, it is so obvious that this is what God wants us to do and where God wants us to be, that I'm just going to have to trust God to take care of my parents. And I just about, fell out of my chair, because I really thought I was going to be in the position of either telling MAF, sorry, we're not coming, or telling my wife, sorry, honey, we're going. And neither of which sounded like options. So I really saw, her willingness to make that leap is, even stronger confirmation that this is what God wants us to do. And her dad went to the hospital a little before Thanksgiving. We brought him home a couple of days before Christmas with hospice, and he died a couple weeks later, and so the funeral was just a few weeks ago.
Then you'll be working in Idaho providing support for the folks there in Idaho, or the folks out in the countries who are actually administering the learning technologies to the students, I guess they would be called.
Yeah, both. But my primary job will actually be software engineering. Another thing that I really am excited about working on is a program to deliver training in closed access countries. We're going to get a delivery system running completely off of a USB thumb drive. And the trick is to get everything to run completely off of the thumb drive without leaving any trace of its use on the host computer, like if somebody takes it into a internet cafe, for example. It needs to be secure. People need to be able to access this information with complete anonymity. And so what I want to have happen is if you're captured with one of these drives or you lose it, the wrong person puts it in, looks at it, what they see is... looks innocuous. Maybe it's a checkbook and a letter to mom, whatever's, culturally appropriate. And then the real training is, encrypted and hidden on there. And then at the same time, it still needs to be easy to use for the people. So there's a lot of, technical challenges to that.
One of the purposes of Missionary Talks is to share with the listeners different types of ministries that are available. Obviously, this is a very different type of ministry than church planting. Do you feel like you're any less of a missionary?
Absolutely not. I thought I was leaving all this computer stuff behind. I'm working on a master's degree in missions. It's a master's degree in Bible and theology and cross-cultural studies. Through these years doing youth ministry, I've spent a lot of time teaching. I love teaching and preaching, and so I thought that's what I was going to be doing. And the way I look at learning technologies is it's still all about theological education. It really has very little to do with the technology. The technology is cool and exciting, and I have some skills, to be able to create cool, useful programs, but it's still about theological training. There's nothing more strategic in all of missions than what we're doing right now. It's much, much more effective to have nationals reaching nationals. Without training, we're bound to fall into error. So it's really, really critical what we're doing.
Brad, it's been nice talking to you. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us here on Missionary Talks. As we close, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
I just want to mention the real sense of any call to missions that I've had was actually way back in high school. I took a trip, a short-term missions trip to Ensenada, Mexico, as a matter of fact. We worked in an orphanage there. It was coming back from that trip. We were crossing the border back into San Diego. I was looking off the back of this Winnebago, and I really thought that God wanted me to be a missionary. But you know what? I never really paid any attention to that. Bible church, we have like 100 missionaries. I just had this sense that everybody thought that they should be a missionary, that it was just kind of socialization, and God wouldn't really want me, of all people, to be a missionary. So I kind of, let that pass and ignored it, and I never told anybody about it. And I guess that's what I would like to leave with folks, with people. If you have this sense at all, that God might want you to go into ministry of some kind, or whatever it is, really encourage you to pursue those ideas. It might be God. Very well, might be God. Pursue those ideas. Talk to your parents. Talk to a pastor. Hold on to those ideas, those dreams. Pursue them. And besides that, if I could just mention that I am doing a podcast for just kind of the purpose, for our supporters, but even more than that, people interested in missions or kind of thinking about it. I don't think it's ever been possible before to really kind of follow a missionary from the very beginning, through their whole process of raising support and, going to the field and all of that. So if people are, would be interested in that, they can go to ontheroads.org/podcast. It's ontheroads. That's ontheroads.org/podcast. And then if anybody would like to partner with us in our ministry, they can go to maf.org/roads. It's R-H-O-A-D-S.
And for the listeners, I'll have a link to these different websites that he's mentioned at the show notes. So you can go to missionarytalks.com and get a direct link to the MAF site and to his personal website there.
You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.